Blog Talk Radio.
Michigan. It's not doing too hot. America is not the ideal economic society. America is not the ideal society anymore, in most any capacity anymore. How much had food cost went up? How many policies passed? How many more poor people than just last year? Quote, how many people are leaving America while swarms come up from the southern country, Mexico? I do not really like to go into who can or cannot move into America, just like I would not want to be ousted if I desired to live in another country. Politics in America. America is just politics. Policies up our butt, poor on our butt. Many rich people running universe, society, economics, entertainment. This is under PG-13, so I can say things like butt and buttocks. I think that would just be PG now, I don't know. Oh, two friends. Either on their way of making permanent residency soon, within the next year or so, in another country. They were rather new friends. I met them working, so I don't want to make it seem like it's people I've known forever, but I do know that they've always pretty much lived in America. This is part of an email she wrote me. I didn't get permission. I'm going to change names. She was talking about her friend Annie calling her. Her friend Annie had just went to Croatia. And for some reason, she even found Croatia to be more pleasant than America. So she's moving, if she can. Her quote is, I was talking to Annie yesterday. She's wigging out because she wants to go back to Croatia in that region and get out of the U.S. She's like, everything here is demented. It's so sick. And then she says my name. Connie, I totally thought I knew how bad it was when I was there. But now that I'm on the outside looking in, it's so much worse than I thought. It might be different for people with Native American ancestry, but the place is so poisonous. Everything that comes out of there is just deceitful and perverse. I seriously don't ever want to go back. I know where she is, she says, isn't perfect. No place is. But the culture here simply wouldn't allow some of the shit that goes on in the U.S. Wow. She's like a writer too, huh? Much better than me anymore after the last hospital overdose. They're just killing people here left and right, by the way. I just want you to know that. Might just be at the hands of the hospital or a doctor, but you're not really in a safe country anymore. How many people do you know that you've talked to that have had a bad reaction to a medication? Maybe I'll just do that today. I'll write, like, my pleas, my emails to my friend in her new country. I'm going to read one of mine about how dumb I am for not leaving. And then the second part about what I think I am, which I'm really not. Okay. I agree on so many levels about America. So many. Me trusting that we can make it here a few more years is frightening. I feel one of the most ignorant decisions of my life. I'm having very vivid dreams of someone or people being hauled off, either to prison, jail, or state hospital, simply because they know what's up and they just can't simply keep up with what's demanded of them. They have already done it before to me, false police reports, police harassment. I've been beat up by the police. I wasn't in the most sane condition, but anyhow, the point's taken. I'm a 5'3 woman, right? 5'3. I haven't had any state hospital forced on me or prison yet, but I suppose it's just a matter of time. This event with my mom and how it hit the courts after police harassment again. They were trying to inadvertently kill me or destroy my family. Police, state, government, etc. I've traveled, this is supposed to say more than twice, and told people out west of the country about 5 million times for the last 25 years what was going to happen to most people here. I looked up flights, but I'm the kind of person that I'd have to be careful. I'm liable to come over to that country and feel just how different the pace feels, let alone tell my family I'm not coming home. If they want to meet me in another country one day, they can. I miss them, but I am not going to suffer anymore in America. No, I do not think I am that extreme, but it has been feeling that way for me for over 10 years solid. My husband and my son don't really want to see what the government and doctors have done to me too many times, and I'm surely not alone. And the stuff that happens to us, not God, not even probably the devil, just a sick, twisted government, probably guided by Satan, but that's just my belief. They fucked with our taxes this year. We have enough in one account for us to fly the coop, but that's much as we have. Other than that, John seems scared and Jessup won't budge. He wants to finish school here. I don't blame him. We've moved 100 times, but I raised him to be smarter than this. I know he's young, but he's in denial about what the system has done to us. And by his age, I was already seeing how twisted our government was. When you made that comment about Native American descent, do you think that they are better off, or do you mean if they have Native descent, they are harmed here more? Well, I don't know what to think about that. I think in some cases they're harmed more, in some cases maybe not so much. As for being slower paced there, or not as advanced, fuck all that. I do not care about advancement anymore. That's why we live in a hellhole earth that Mama Earth is falling to pieces. She's trying to regain her strength before her big blow. She is sick of being tortured, Mother Earth, that is. That's just one of my emails about how I feel about my country. The thing is I love my country. Then we have this email. The crazy one. The other big thing. In my heart, I'm a freedom fighter. So see, even if I'm only in jail or in the hospital trapped by my government, I still speak the truth. I don't cry in the corner. I speak. I get punished. I sign petitions. I pass out tapes if I have them. I give out websites of truth. I am a freedom fighter at heart. Maybe sometimes they go to jail or prison for no reason at all. Everywhere in the world, but I want my beautiful little friend safe. If I get through this one with as little or no jail time, I'm hoping I have a place to rest in another country for some time with you as a friend. I hope you do not mind housing an American criminal who really did more speaking and screaming about crooked government and crooked business than any other major crimes while I've been here. That's to be a joke. Because I didn't think anyone ever really listened to me anyways. I'm just a normal person who's gotten on paper, and that's probably about it. Just a dumb American. See, I could say call in. I don't honestly think I can have anyone call in unless I pay the extra money. It's a typical American. 657-383-1065 is what you call in. Meantime, I guess if someone's able to call in, which I don't know how I would get that line if you called in. I've never had anyone call in, so... we'll just play locked up. That kind of also vents out what I think about the government.
Locked up in a hole of nothingness. Locked up in a hole of nothingness. Locked up in a hole of nothingness. Set us free from my loneliness. Locked up in a hole of nothingness. Set us free from my loneliness. What shady foes we become,
much worse than what she's saying. I mean, there's other places where people don't even have any food or running water. It really makes me wake up about how America is so much better. Really? That we have hundreds upon hundreds of very extremely rich people who own resources in the universe and who run the world, and that there would be no need for these large, like, gaps of starvation and lack of food. And what did I just hear the other day? A rap hip-hop star insured her legs for $50 million, $5 million. I don't know which one it was. It would be helpful if I knew, because if it was $50 million, then I could really go crazy with that. Like, how much $50 million would feed? Just $50 million. How much would that feed? You know, how many people? Oh, and let's talk about why most people don't feel very well. Did you know most people living in America barely ever take trips or go out of the area that they're from? So they're sitting in that stale air, and there's several regions still across the world that don't have as much industrialization of pollution in the air. And they don't have the physical ailments we do, excessive migraines, nausea, vomiting is some of them, unexplainable body pains, cognitive issues, anxiety, depression, unexplainable rashes, sinus congestion, allergies. These are all from our body not really being able to process through industrialization on a condensed measure, repeatedly placed upon generations for 100 years or more. Okay. So I had a place I was looking at, but I don't know anything about the social climate or politics, and could maybe get a little rough there. I don't know. It looks like it's a Mediterranean island region, so I don't know. It looks like they're trying to stay pretty out of the mix. And on that particular island where I found some property, there's not any cars. You walk everywhere, and then specified times a day, you're allowed to use tractors to get supplies. Sounds cool to me. But for those that love their conveniences, they can stay on here and then bitch about more of the policies and laws that are going to be intact. I'm hoping to God that some of that can slow down, but it seems to just be going at a faster rate. And I don't really know if I'll have time to get out of here without getting really scraped by some institution. I've already gotten locked in now with almost every institution and had to be checked up on with just in my local courts. CPS came out. That was from a guy at the courts calling because he didn't appreciate me telling them that their ideas were close to communists. They can pick kids up on curfews and give them community service. It's like it's no big deal. I don't know if that's communist, but it's out of whack. I know that. Like, what did my friend's email say? Do I need to read that again? I think that really sums it up. I hope she really does not mind me sharing it, because I think it really is everything in a nutshell. I don't know if I can find it in time. I was talking to Annie yesterday, and she's wigging out because she wants to go back to where she was, another country, and get the hell out of the U.S. She's like, everything here is demented. It's so sick. Cindy, I totally thought I knew how bad it was when I was there, but now that I'm on the outside looking in, it's so much worse than I thought. It might be different for people with certain ancestry, but that place is so poisonous. Everything that comes out of there is just deceitful and perverse. I seriously don't ever want to go back. I know Croatia isn't perfect. No place is, but the culture here simply wouldn't allow some of the shit that goes on in the U.S. Okay, I'm ranting. Oh, well, I just tried to finish the rest of the email. I didn't think it was ranting. I thought it was beautiful. Then I'm going to read my last one. As for being slower paced there or not as advanced, fuck all that. I do not care about advancement. That's why we live in a hellhole earth that Mama Earth is falling to pieces. She's trying to regain her strength before her big blow. She's sick of being tortured, Mother Earth, that is. All the industrialization and bullshit. Well, I've had enough for today. Today's Sunday. It should be a happy day. Happy, happy, happy. I have 6 minutes left. Do Jesus, Can You Find My Heart? Or would you rather do Locked Up Again? Do Locked Up Again. How about we don't do any songs and call it a day and say, hallelujah, we're still alive, but the people need to get their country back, and that's America. We need to be able to have a say as to how shit goes down. This stuff's got to stop. We need to put our foot down as Americans. It doesn't mean violence. It does not mean anything like that. It means simply verbally saying it stops. We want our country back. We want it livable. Too locked up.
Locked up in a hole of nothingness.
Before I play it, everyone have a glorious day. This is Fire Moth Gypsy Warrior. Fire Moth Spirit Warrior signing off. I've had too many names through the years. Fire Moth Spirit Warrior signing off to all my other spirit warriors. Let's save the day. Woo!
Locked up in a hole of nothingness. Locked up in a hole of nothingness. In a hole of nothingness, set us free from our loneliness. Locked up in a hole of nothingness, set us free from our loneliness. Locked up in a hole of nothingness.
Everyone have a great day. I'm signing off. This is Firemoss Spirit Warrior. Speak up. Speak the truth. If they know you know the truth, and the more that know the truth about the agendas that will never end, and they will take many of us to our grave, they won't be able to implement those things. Speak up. Know the truth. Find truth. C'est la vie. Hasta luego. Adios, amigos. Goodbye.